You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The new year is upon us, and even though opening day is a little ways away, it's never too early to start talking about what we can expect from the 2017 season. Let's talk about the Dodgers with Ken Gernick. I'm Allison Fitter. Ken, things look pretty optimistic, I would think, for the Dodgers, just in terms of keeping the band together. They really were able to obtain some key players, and that should, I guess, bode well for them in this upcoming season.
Well, they're no worse than they were, I guess. You know, you could make the argument they're no better than they were either. So, it's kind of the status quo. And I guess from the Dodgers' standpoint, of course, there's still several months to improve the team before the season starts. But from their perspective, if they get any kind of luck with injuries and they have some of these players out on the field longer than they had them in 2016, then you hope for some improvement.
Yeah, I think holding on to Kenley Jansen probably, I don't know, I'm trying to think what the most significant thing is, and I guess you can't really handicap that at this point. But being able to retain key players at positions where it's hard to replenish that. And like we've talked about, I think they may have learned a little bit of a lesson with Zach Greinke. Like, you just can't, you just can't fill holes so easily in some areas. So I would think that just having the closing situation locked down has to make them feel pretty good at this point.
Yeah, they pretty much overpaid for all three of their big free agents, it seems like. You got Rich Hill, who's got an injury history, and 5 years for a closer. That's not like anything that Andrew Friedman's ever done before. And even Justin Turner, as well as he's played the last 3 years, there really didn't seem to be a market, and the Dodgers are almost bidding against themselves there. But, all three of those guys were kind of key performers, especially Jansen, who has been really since he showed up as a rookie. So, they sure haven't gotten any worse than they were last year by retaining those guys. So all three of them were key players. Whether they've improved themselves, it's hard to make the argument they've improved themselves. Really, they haven't changed their roster that much. But there's still time left for that.
Yeah, if there's any area you think that they might still be active and maybe signing somebody, maybe trading for somebody, I mean, what's left?
Well, what's left really is a right-handed hitting second baseman. That would solve two problems, because they don't have an everyday second baseman, and they need another right-handed bat. And that's why Brian Dozier's name keeps popping up, and Logan Forsythe and Ian Kinsler. And so you see some names out there that they very well could trade for. There's several of them out there. They could always match things up, piece things together in a platoon. They would prefer to make a trade for one of those three players, and it wouldn't be a surprise before the season starts if they did.
Okay. All right. Ken, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you. We will talk to you in January.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.